night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights. This is it. We'll hit the heights. They know what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Hi everyone, this is Johnny Cowsey from the Door Foundation. You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Keep it locked.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Countryside Car Service, providing hourly car services, ground transportation to all major New York City area airports, house sitting, pet care, and home improvement services. Information about these services can be found at CountrysideCarService.com or by speaking to a representative at 518-567-5761.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Lovid of East Durham and Setauket, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
I worship you. I worship. sunshine to you. Hey, we make a miracle walk, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. Hey, we make a miracle walk, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it.
You are here. I am here. We are here. Here, where? Right here. WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, where there's a bright side right now, right here with me on WGXC. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. We come to bring you music to feed your heart, your mind, and your soul. Heal you in your heart, your mind, your soul. Lift you in your heart, your mind, and soul. Music with the message. How about that? First of all, second of all, happy third Sunday of January. Can you believe the month is going so quickly already? It seems like it was just New Year's Day a couple of days ago. But here we are, past the halfway point. And on a very historic and significant day, it is the last day of President Joe Biden's term. As president, he's had a whirlwind week doing things to help people and help those in need. Got hostages, amen, freed and on both sides, praise the Lord, in the Middle East. And a ceasefire that is being worked out. We pray great success in that. And you know, folks was complaining about, you know, him being old and, you know, would he be able to do a second term and stuff like that? Well, beloved, my devotional for today that I want to share with you is titled Still Fruitful for God. Still Fruitful for God. Last month, President Jimmy Carter passed on at an age of 100, and he was still doing good work in his old age. President Joe Biden, still doing good work in his old age. No shame in their game. Proud believers in Christ Jesus, Christians, and praying people, right? Worshiping people and seeking God in their lives for their guidance. We could pray that for all of our leaders to seek God. Like Abraham Lincoln said, when I didn't know where to go, I got on my knees. How about that? Still fruitful for God. Let me share this with you today, and may you be blessed. They will still bear fruit in old age. That's Psalm 92, verse 14. And the writer, John Blaise, had this to share. Now, there's an old folk tale about a woman who carried water home every day from a river using two buckets at either end of a long pole, one bucket new and solid, the other much older and cracked. When the woman got home, the new bucket was still full, but the old bucket almost empty. The old bucket felt bad and apologized. The woman turned and pointed back down the road and asked the old bucket, "Do you see all those flowers growing on your side of the road? Every day you water them, and my walk to and from the river is always filled with beauty." We live in a world that worships and rewards youth, the young and solid, unscarred and efficient. Yet the Bible clearly tells us of a righteous beauty that comes from the older and weaker, maybe even the cracked and leaky. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree, said the old songwriter. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. That's in Psalm 92, verse 12. Granted, old is not always synonymous with wise, but the old contribute to our lives in ways the young can't because they've lived a little longer, experienced a little more, and stand a little more rooted, flourishing in faith and trust in God. Such people will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. Verse 14. Amen. Hallelujah. Older adults in our lives continue to bear beautiful fruit. Let's take the time to see it and care for them. What a word. How can you serve older adults on your path? Is the reflection question offered. What will you do today to see and appreciate them? And the prayer offered, Father, please give me eyes to see those still bearing fruit in old age. Father, give us eyes to see and appreciate those who are bearing fruit in old age. Appreciate those whose shoulders we stand on. Hallelujah. When some of us were in our cradles and cribs, these folks was working hard to make America grow and make America strong. Some of them were our bus drivers, our train conductors, the clerks at the supermarket, and the bank tellers, the doctors, and, you know, the politicians, the political realm peoples. You know, let's appreciate them in their old age. Amen. Dear and near in my heart. I know it's dear and near to the heart of God. And so, yes, still fruitful for God. A snaps and claps to President Joe Biden on his last day as the president of these United States of America. I got more music for you, beloved. Hallelujah. The first song was Waymaker by Sinash. But coming up next is Believe For It, Miss CeCe Winans. I Trust in God from Elevation Worship. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. An oldie and a goodie from the late, great Aretha Franklin. Jesus, I love calling your name, Bishop Shirley Caesar. Lord, I lift your name on high, Pastor Donnie McKirkland, and I will give you my praise. This is the Tokyo New Life Church International Church. Ain't that something? All the way from Tokyo, praising Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved, we got six songs back to back. Believe For It. I Trust in God. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Jesus, I love calling your name. Lord, I lift your name on high. I will give you my praise. After that, I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So, beloved, don't go nowhere. You stay right here because we've got what? The music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Believe it, believe for it.
They say this mountain can't be . They say these chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can.
friend we have in Jesus.
Oh, despair. Lord, you told me that you'd be right there. It seemed like all my problems had just begun, but I didn't have to worry no more. They were all was called. Sometimes was in the morning, sometimes late at night. But when I got up on my knees, Jesus, everything was all right.
from the earth to the cross.
Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill. WGXC.org online. Anytime you can find a bright side, just search for it in the search engine and tune in anytime. WGXC.org online. And this is Pastor Kim from Overcoming Ministries in Hudson, New York, telling you there is a bright side. Don't quit in the dip. Give God the worship. Give God the praise, no matter what's going on. He'll find you right where you are, get you where you need to go.
I'll give you.
Conjuring up my Alan Skerritt right there. You know, Brother Alan, he was one of the founding board members of WGXC 90.7 FM, and he went on to glory from labor to reward about 2 years ago now, very well missed. But that's what he used to love to do. He used to love to sing along with the songs. Just thinking of him this morning. Talk about bearing fruit in old age. Snaps and claps to our brother Alan Skerritt. Well, beloved, pardon me, is that time? I want to share some of my thoughts, my spiritual social commentary. I find the word of God so applicable and so relevant in contemporary days as it has been since time when they started recording and writing what thus saith the Lord, right? And I take this opportunity, and as I think about my commentaries on Sunday mornings, and I'm saying, okay, God, give me some clarity, give me some idea, give me some download from divine mind on what I can share. And I'm just so pleased that, often those prayers are just answered for me. I hope it blesses you. I know there are people who are getting blessed, because I run into people often who tell me how blessed they are by this broadcast. So I thank God for that. So, beloved, today we find ourselves standing at a powerful intersection of history. Tomorrow, our nation will pause to celebrate the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a man who gave his life to the pursuit of justice, equality, and the moral transformation of America. At the same time, the peaceful transfer of power will take place with the inauguration of the 47th President of the United States. And quite frankly, it seemed a cruel twist of fate to me that this inauguration of a convicted felon who took out an ad calling for the lynching of 5 black boys and after their exoneration still maintains that based on the evidence he had at the time, he would do it again, or he stands behind the decision he made. I don't know if he said he would do it again, but he did not walk that decision back. Not only that, but a history of racist deeds, blackballing black people from getting apartments in the housing that he and his father owned as real estate moguls in Queens and in other places. Deeds and words that were hurtful to my people, to many people across veterans, differently abled people, and that the inauguration would take place on the holiday of Martin Luther King's birth celebration. It just seemed, what a twist of fate. And so I was wondering, is there a message here? Is there some thread of connecting the outgoing president, Joe Biden, who history will share and reveal just how much he did. It sort of got overshadowed with misinformation and disinformation that we were being bombarded with online and in pundits who, you know, just want to appease the people who line their pockets, in my opinion. Yeah, there's a thread. What is the thread between Martin Luther King, Joe Biden, and the 47th president? All of them having a point in history on tomorrow. Well, the leadership of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was rooted in his faith. He had a profound moral vision, and he declared, "I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, the crooked places will be made straight." These words came out of Isaiah, or reflected Isaiah 40, verse 4. They not only reflect his dream, but his conviction that the arc of history bends toward justice through the hands of courageous people. And Dr. King's leadership was marked by nonviolence and a radical love for humanity. He taught us that true leadership serves the people, uplifts the marginalized, and fights against the forces of oppression. And on yesterday, in Washington, D.C., in Hudson, New York, in other places that are not being publicized, there were people's marches in the spirit of Martin Luther King, the demonstration of love for humanity, equality, leadership. President Joe Biden's leadership, he faced many challenges. The pandemic, wars and threats of wars, domestic and foreign terrorist threats, the economy, and, you know, the infrastructure, the climate, so many things, bringing America back to a place of leadership in the eyes of the world, and fostering and strengthening relationships with our allies. As we reflect on Joe Biden's tenure, we see a leader who has sought to guide the nation through some of our most difficult days for our time. From a global pandemic to deep political divisions, President Biden faced challenges that required resilience and a steady hand. And like Dr. King, President Biden has often spoken of unity, justice, and the power of hope. And in his inaugural address, he said, "We can see each other not as adversaries, but as neighbors. We can treat each other with dignity and respect. We can join forces, stop shouting at each other, and lower the temperature." Hallelujah. While Dr. King's leadership was rooted in the prophetic call of the pulpit, President Biden's leadership was shaped by the pragmatic demands of 50 years of public service. Both men share a common thread, a belief that leadership is ultimately about service. The incoming 47th president brings a new chapter. And as we anticipate the inauguration of the 47th president, we enter a new chapter in our nation's history. We enter a chapter where what's called oligarchs, the wealthiest of the 1%, have created a project, a plan, Project 2025, to shape the future of our nation. Well, every leader comes to office with their own vision and priorities and styles. The incoming president has a weighty responsibility. And there's not much that he has said for me that offers enough hope that he will take on the work of equality and equity as marked by Martin Luther King and Joe Biden's legacies. The question before us then is, will he rise to the challenge, as Dr. King and President Biden have strived to do, by putting the needs of people first? Poor people, working people, elderly people. Will his leadership mark humility, courage, and vision that we desperately require for the times in which we live? commonalities and contrasts in their leadership. There are profound commonalities and contrasts between these three leaders. Faith and values for Dr. King was at the core of his leadership, guiding his commitment to justice and nonviolence. And President Biden, too, had drawn strength from his faith, often referencing scripture in moments of crisis. The incoming president's values and moral compass will be tested soon, and very soon we will see, we will know, and we pray that God will guide us through as he allows God to guide him through. The service and sacrifice of Dr. King gave his life for the cause of justice. And President Biden gave 50 years, 5 decades of his life to public service, enduring personal loss and attacks and misrepresentation while continuing to serve the nation. Leadership always requires sacrifice. And the incoming president must decide what he's willing to give of himself for the sake of all the people. Vision and unity. Dr. King's vision of a beloved community remains a guiding light for those who seek justice. And President Biden has often appealed to the soul of the nation, calling for unity in the face of division. And the incoming president, will he decide and determine to build bridges or deepen divides? Courage and crisis. All three leaders have faced moments of great crisis. Dr. King faced the violent resistance of segregationists. President Biden led during a global pandemic and a fractured political landscape. The incoming president, too, will face his own defining challenges. Crisis. Will it bring courage? Courage to heal, to unite, to lead with compassion. The Bible perspective on leadership reminds us that leadership is both a privilege and a responsibility. Proverbs 29 verse 2 tells us, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bears rule, the people mourn. As we consider the legacy of these three leaders, we are reminded that righteous leadership is marked by humility, service, and a commitment to justice. Micah 6:8 provides a clear mandate for all leaders. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. This scripture challenges all of us to hold our leaders accountable as well as ourselves, reflecting on how we lead in our own spheres of influence and accountability for those who lead us from the highest echelons of governance. We celebrate Dr. King's legacy tomorrow, the inauguration of a new president, the peaceful transfer of power, the farewell to President Biden's term. Let us remember that leadership is not confined to those in public office. Each of us is called to the work of justice, unity, and love. Let us pray for our leaders that they may be guided by wisdom and courage. And let us remember that no matter who sits in the Oval Office, our ultimate hope is in the one who reigns on the throne of heaven. May God bless you. May God bless our leaders, and may God bless this nation as we continue the work of building a just and beloved community. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and those are my thoughts for today. My life is in your hands, God. Hallelujah. Our life is in, if you put your life in God's hands, then your life is in his hands. He's not going to take authority and control over your life. But if you surrender it to him, he'll do exceedingly abundantly more than you think, ask, or imagine. Ask me how I know. Brooklyn Tabernacle going to help us out with this one, beloved. My life is in your hands. Yes, sir.
You don't have
Yes, beloved. One of the best decisions I ever made in my life was to turn my life over to Jesus Christ. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It's good to have the counsel of God. Amen. In the good times and the bad, the happy and the sad, he won't leave. He's right there. He'll go through it with us. Yes, beloved, if we're in the fire, flames will not take us. We are in the mountaintop. Hallelujah. We get a better view of the horizon in the storms of life. He gives us peace that passes understanding. In the lion's den, lion lips and lion tongues, he gives you peace and sweet sleep. I tell you, my life is in his hands. Listen, if you haven't put your life in the hands of the Lord, it's easy enough to do. You just invite him in. All right? Now, when you invite him in, make room. Let him come on in. Hallelujah. Sit him on the throne of your heart. Don't try to be the king and be all, know all, end all for your life. Consult with him regularly, daily, even pray. There's a prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, very simple. To pray, talk to God. Invite him in, ask him for forgiveness, ask him to help you to forgive yourself or forgive others, whatever the situation may be, and ask him to lead, ask him to guide, ask him to protect you from the evil that lurks all around. And even when we have to fight those battles, know that the victory is ours. I thank God for that. I want to thank God for those who were organizers for the marches on yesterday. Thank you so much for what you did and the peaceful presentation of demonstration of unity and power and might in the hands of the people. We are determined to stand against oppression, and we're not going back. We're not going back. God has brought us too far from where we started from. We're not going back. All right. I want to say happy birthday to all you January babies and happy anniversary to all you January lovers. And I pray that you will have a great year, and the next revolution around the sun with the sun will be among your very best ones. You want to connect with me or Overcoming Ministries International Church, you can check us out at the www.omichurch.com website. There's information there to do that. Amen. And I want to say today we will have here in Hudson at 4 p.m. at the Shiloh Baptist Church, 14 Warren Street, our annual observance and celebration of the birth of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose legacy still continues to speak and still leads. Unfortunately, when you read some of his sermons and letters and speeches, we haven't come as far as we would have thought in the 50 plus years since his passing, his murder, actually, at the age of 39. But still so relevant and powerful to inspire us to keep on working towards a more beloved community. I pray for you, and I ask you to pray for me. If you're sick and shut in, we're praying for you. If you're lost, you're lonely, we're praying for you. If you're confused and depressed and stressed, grieving and bereaved, we're praying for you. And God hears and answers prayers, all right? Don't quit in the dip. Hold on to his hand. Trust and believe you shall receive. This is Pastor Kim saying, no matter how dark the clouds may be or gray the day, remember there is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. You hang in there in Jesus' name. Whatever God is doing, ask God. Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it without what you're doing, God, for the good. What you're doing, God, hallelujah, for greatness. What you're doing, God, for the people of God. Don't do it without me. All right. This is Pastor Bishop Paul Martin. Whatever God's doing, don't do it without me. God bless you till we meet again.
Please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it. Lord, whatever. You gotta tell them for yourself.
Don't do it without me.
Come on, say it like you mean it. If you need a healing, just say,
Lord,
if you're healing
in
this season,
please don't do it without me.
No, 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 no.
Don't do it without
me. I don't care what the sickness is. Lord, if you're healing.
Check, check, check.